Blog Talk Radio.
Station, and I'm Aphrodite North.
And I'm Jacqueline. How are you tonight, my friend?
I have to tell you, it's been a crazy 48 hours, but I am still standing and I'm still okay. How about you?
It's been a colorful time that we live in right now, all the transformations and changes going on. So, but I'm good. Dancing the dance, loving life.
Exactly. You know, and the way I look at it is that I'm there. I am present. You know, and I know that whatever I contribute and whatever I absorb is up to me.
Absolutely.
And I just do my personal best every day just like you do, babe.
We just keep on getting up and doing it again and trying again and harder the next time, you know?
Yes, it's weird. We had like a rash of fires here on this full moon in Leo last night here in Roanoke. I mean, it's all over the news. We had 3 different fires within an hour and a half. Every fire engine I think that we had in this section of Roanoke was out there on dispatch. And these guys did an amazing job. They say pets, they say people, they had an infant, they had to pull out a window, and my whole street in front of my house was completely lit up with all this red, and I just stood there and prayed, you know? I didn't know what
That's
was going
your
on
point.
Exactly then. Yeah, because it hadn't made the news. I just prayed for all those helping. I prayed for all those. They were probably scared out of their minds, and just did the right thing. You know, I just said, okay. The invisible forces can do what I cannot, and I trust that. So I have to go with that, even though I am nervous. Am I going to have to evacuate? You know, I got all my cats inside, so if I had to evacuate, I have 2 carriers that are big enough. I could put 2 cats in each one and get them out of here if I had to go. Everything else I can replace, but not my kitties. Seriously.
Our babies are always first. Yep. You know, that's interesting because, again, here, with this full moon, we also had Mars just come into that trine of that full moon, which it made it very interesting as a result of that because it sextiled the sun. Mm-hmm. With all that fire, you know, it makes me wonder, what's the chart of Roanoke and how did that fire affect it? You know, because again here, there must have been something for its greater purpose if something caught on fire at this point in time because of the beautiful trine that it has to it.
I know. It's I have liked Mars and Sag, but I am happy that it's going to go into Capricorn where it's exalted for the next 7 weeks. So I look at all that, you know, and...
Well...
excuse me. Yep.
There are foundational shifts afoot, and here again, maybe that's a blessing in disguise, and maybe you'll see it because it's going to try, you know, when it goes in there, it's going to set that foundation for your community, which, you know, the timing of things sometimes is quite divine, even though it may be heartbreaking.
You have to understand Roanoke's birthday is November 1st of 1852. And the Mars in that chart is in Sag only by 1 degree. But the interesting thing about this is that on All Saints Day, all right, in 1992, I was ordained on that day in the United States. And on that day in 1995, I was ordained internationally on All Saints Day. And I came here when my house was destroyed by Florida storms. Really? Talk about the universe looking after me? Holy moly.
Yeah, that's a crazy destiny you have there with all that scorpion energy.
Oh, I know. I have Scorpio rising, you know, and that's the other thing, too. It's like that saved me 1,000 times, you know?
Oh, yeah.
And I'm so thankful. I think everyone's birth chart is about their mission. There's things we stress out about when we look at that, but then there's also things that we see, the beauty of us coming to this earth. And to be involved in this creation and to help others and make this a better creation with us being caretakers of it. And I just love that. I know I'm too philosophical sometimes, I'm too optimistic, but I still believe it. And if you know it, if you believe it, you can be it. That's what I think.
Absolutely. And it is all about that. It's not, you know, it is all about the quality of time that you have on this earth plane. And it's about what you do with that quality of time. You're not going to change, you know, the structure of everything while you're here. But doing your personal best to follow your destiny is what makes everything start to be more divine.
And it's interesting because the way the planets are moving right now, to me, it seems like we do need to blend, you know, our heart and our higher mind together to love the higher love. It's a full moon, so I think with every full moon there is an unwritten commitment of a change in either your philosophy or your purpose, or the way that you're dealing with your own personal world. This is a fixed opposition. So if you make those decisions between yesterday and today, when this full moon was culminating, don't break any promises you make to yourself or one you make to another until the next eclipse cycle, because there's power in that, standing strong. We all need to be flexible because the world is always changing and so are the planets, but to make a certain determination about how you can deal with things with your higher mind, be in touch with spirit, and also open your heart, you know, to those that are going to appreciate what you're trying to do. I'm not going to say it's always going to be a win-win situation, but I think when you welcome people in, which you and I do in our work every day, Jacqueline, you welcome people in. You create a space for them to talk to somebody who's objective. They can read this ancient language and help them to even just take the first step. And sometimes that's all it takes.
It is. And, you know, it's all being open to another perspective. Because, again, that third party or that third look or however, even if the individual wants to take that third look at it outside, it's that centering of both the yin and yang and making them work together, both sides coming to that center of negotiation. And that's a rebalancing of things. And so this is all about that, that vision of what must I act upon for the greater good and what must I set aside for the greater good. And it's all about that weeding out at this point in time, that duality that's going on.
Absolutely. So you like this new moon chart. I mean, this full moon chart.
You know, it gives a vision of the future. It's a little, you know, for my soft personality, it's a little overly dramatic. But when you're prepared for something that's going to be a little overly dramatic, it's not too bad. You know, but it really gave an insight and a vision, you know. The reason why I like it so much is because it says, hey, We're going to give you that futuristic look here for a minute that can help transform and change what's going on, because Mars is going to go into Capricorn here and some solid foundations are going to be recreated and built. And so, you know, so I like it because it gives us that creativeness to be able to think of other options and to really see the future of what our real mission is, or what direction we're going at this point in time, and if it's really real for us, or if it's going to make it to where we want it to go, or what the circumstances are. Over the next, you know, 6 to 8 weeks, we're going to see, you know, where things really land.
Exactly. And, you know, it's funny because when I put the thing on Blog Talk last week, okay, I did the chart for tonight. Now, so somehow I was 7 days ahead. And my mother would have said, you know, you lose a day, you lose a friend. You gain a day, you gain a friend. I guess I gained seven. Now, that's crazy weird because it's been great with all the friends and people that have been calling me, which is really wonderful. But it's kind of strange. So I already had this set up to put on Blog Talk this week. So I had done it. I said, what am I doing? So here we are. Well, we have a lot of callers. I suppose we better grab them and see what we can do for them tonight, honey. Okay?
How about we do that? We're just chatting along.
All right, Jack. All right.
I'm so glad.
Area code 805, you're on the air.
Hi, thank you. This is Donna from California. Hi.
Who?
Hey, Donna.
Hi, Donna.
Hi. My birthday is April 22nd, 1954.
Hold on.
All right.
Okay. Flushing, New York.
Right. I've called you before, huh?
How's it going?
And where in California do you live now, honey?
I live in Santa Barbara.
Got it. Thank you.
Oh, interesting. You just had your Mars, or you're just coming up to your Mars return.
Is that good?
Yeah. Well, I'm making some changes here.
Yeah.
Wow, you sure are. Sure are.
You'd say that.
Wow.
So
this is
going to
be an amazing year.
Oh, good. I'm so stoked. I wanted to know if finances would be getting better because I get Social Security and it's just not enough, and I get a little help from my sister, but, you know, not enough. I want to go traveling and have a little fun, you know.
That would be wonderful. Can I come with you? Can you fit me your suitcase?
Yeah, sure.
Uranus is sitting right on your sun. He hasn't been there in 84 years. Okay.
Wow.
And because of that, it is a time for you to have a personal epiphany that is not only born of love, but practicality. That being said, are you a healer?
I think in my own way, yeah. With people I can, yeah, I think so.
All right. Because Saturn has not been in Capricorn at this degree for 29 years. It's sitting on Chiron, the wounded healer, in your chart.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Can you create additional income by helping others? Yes. Because Saturn's also in trine to your Venus. In your 10th house of career. What do you think, Jacqueline?
I agree so much with this, and that's why I was going to go with this. Even though we look, you know, and she puts one flavor on it because of your location, and I put another flavor on it because of your birth. I'm going to suggest, have you ever thought about something creative that you wanted to do out of your home?
No, I've never thought of anything.
Okay. Because here to generate a new income, I agree with Aphrodite because of that great epiphany that's going to come. Okay. So I'm just giving you more options of looking at it because I'm not telling you to go out and get a job, but what I am telling you is that there could be some creative endeavor. Again, talking about that Saturn conjunct Chiron that's coming up. I mean, this is a real transformation and change. There's going to be some kind of epiphany no matter how you look at this. Okay? And that's in your fifth house. So it's some kind of creative endeavor that will transform and change you financially. And it's something that you would love to do. So I'm not sure what that is. Okay, again, here the sun in about 6 days is going to go over your vertex over the day-to-day job thing. So there, here again, we have that. It's like right now you're sitting here accumulating data. So what I'm trying to say is be open to what the universe is presenting you with at this point in time because there is going to be an opportunity that's going to come to you, and it's going to come to you in layers. So be open to what the universe is guiding you to because I think it's guiding you to something that could really generate a nice income for you, but be very flexible.
Yeah, all right, I could do that.
Oh.
Yeah.
I apologize, but that's
the
what
amazing
I would
thing, too. I so agree with Jacqueline on this. The amazing thing I'm seeing is all these planets in Capricorn, if you decided that you want to create some real income, in addition to what you're collecting, you create either an LLC or an S-Corp, its own name. It's separate from your personal finances, okay? And I agree with Jacqueline. You could do something electronically out of your home to create income with something that you feel has some kind of artistic durability. I don't know if you're following me on this, but that's kind of how I'm seeing this, okay? And to create something that is its own entity, okay? And those things are going to be separate when you go, you know, to see the IRS at the end of the year, and you're doing it by the book, no reason to look over your shoulder, and something that you feel dedicated to. With all this Capricorn stuff right now, your dedication in anything you do is primary, okay?
Yeah.
Look into something creative you can do. Mars is sitting pretty much on your moon tonight. It's been there for about a week. And Sagittarius energy says you want to have a certain level of freedom in your retirement, but you also want to expand maybe through the internet because Sagittarius rules the international energies, being able to communicate with people all over the world. So if you had something that you could create, because both your Sun and Venus are in Taurus, that is durable and has value to those that view it, you could have a nice, comfortable time as far as your finances and really feel that people appreciate what you created. It's a win-win.
Yeah.
It's a win-win.
I like that. Yeah. Okay.
We're so glad you called into that because I am feeling pretty positive about that.
Yeah.
And,
sounds real good.
Yeah, and because you want to be able to be yourself now, rather than toe the line. I get that. You can create something that is good and stable. You can tweak it. You can diversify a little bit. You have a Sag moon like me. I do my business in many ways, and I love that, you know, diversity, and so do you.
Yes, definitely. Okay. Well, thank you very much. I appreciate this.
Well, keep us posted because we want to hear back from you and see how you're doing, all right?
All right. Thank you.
God
nice
bless.
Evening. All right. Bye-bye.
Sweet night. Bye-bye.
You too.
I love all that Taurus energy with Uranus there. That is going to create an epiphany. I'm so happy.
She's right on that edge.
Absolutely. So are you ready for the next one?
Okay.
All right. Erica 203, you're on the air.
Hi. I'm Pat from Connecticut, 1112-53. Hi, how are you both? If you're willing, I'm going to give you a choice of one of two questions. Is that okay with you guys?
Okay.
I don't have you. That was, I'm sorry.
I'm sorry?
Can you give me your birth date again?
Sure. 7/12/53.
I can't find you. And what time were you born?
11:51 a.m. So Cancer, Leo rising, Leo. I'm sorry, Libra rising, Leo moon.
And what city?
New Haven, Connecticut.
And do you still live there?
I do, unfortunately.
Ouch.
More stuff to work. More stuff to work out, I guess.
Well, you have to understand one thing, that when you actually live within yourself, and you can live anywhere if you're really connected, it's not that difficult.
Yes.
I can't even tell you how many times I've moved in my lifetime. I have lost track.
Yeah. I was going to count the other night again because I think it's beyond 24. It's more than I think. Yeah, so. Yeah, lots of moves, but never found myself yet. So, anyway, I'd either like to ask about myself. I'm really, really trying to figure out what's going on with me. Or would you be willing to talk about my brother-in-law who is passing any day?
I think we should look at you first.
Okay.
Only because...
Okay, so, go ahead. I'm sorry.
Only because right now you're calling us on a full moon, okay? And a full moon
okay.
is a completion cycle, okay? So
okay.
he is going through his completion cycle, okay?
Yes.
And that
yes.
might be absolutely universally appropriate.
Yes. Yes.
And what was your other question?
Well,
about you.
I don't know if I'm on track or not. I really got myself off track with a number of things, but even my own doing as far as making myself ill, I think, with I don't know if it's an attack of arthritis or what, but depression and just I really pushed it and got myself way up. So I'm trying to get back on track. And I don't know if I'm doing it right or not. I just don't know. I have to kind of do all this myself because I just can't get, you know, the regular medical world to really kind of be where I am on the level of healing.
Correct.
So,
well, I'm born on July 22nd of 53, okay?
Wow.
You're just born a little bit earlier, and right now we're in a massive T-square, okay?
Okay.
And a T-square is all about balance, okay?
Yeah.
You have Libra on the ascendant. You've got Saturn exalted there in Libra, Neptune kissing it. Now, when you have Saturn-Neptune conjunct, it's about being able to manifest your dreams. And your part of fortune is sitting on your Neptune. And I know Jacqueline's going to back me up on this. With you, it is all about faith. Okay?
Yes.
And
yes.
the Capricorn planets, we have had a massive parade from both eclipses, both the solar and lunar eclipses, with the Capricorn, and it's opposing all our Cancer stuff right now. And it's teeing off with Libra. And you know what? Jacqueline is the Libra. I want her to speak now. Go, girl.
Okay, I'll take it from here. I have no problem taking it from here, okay, because
I know
all these transiting planets of Pluto, Jupiter, Saturn, and the South Node are all squaring all those Libra stuff in your first house, okay? The ascendant, what your ascendant does is it's what's being brought to you. You have no control over that particular part of your whole entire life. It's all everything that's being brought to you. So it's saying roll up your sleeves. What do you really want? Okay, because here in just a little bit, in the next few weeks, Jupiter is going to go over your Chiron, okay, which means that you can set some real strong foundational changes in this whole entire thing. But it is all about your care, about you. It's all about you, okay?
Yes.
Mercury in Pisces, it just danced into your sixth house to give you a heads up. Hey, you need to change your routine. You need to think about your health. And again, it's correct. You are not an AMA qualified individual. You are one that is a holistic, okay?
Yeah.
Unfortunately, our medical industry does not recognize as much holistic, but it's out there and it's gaining some momentum, okay? And so you have to do this holistically, which is rolling up your sleeves. We're talking about those T-squares again, rolling up those sleeves and getting a good routine going today so that it will stick and it will be able to manifest the long-term healing that you need, okay? Because it's all about that with the arthritis. Again, there's things like with arthritis that hot wax baths can help, and talk to somebody who's a consultant who can help you with that. You know, again, a naturopath who will be able to do, I mean, there's all kinds of different things that they have. But there's routines and regimens, and that's what you need is a routine and regimen to heal your stuff, okay? And you can do it.
Yeah.
This is the time to do it, is what I'm saying.
Yeah.
The rewards from the rewards that you get from working on the squares and managing it are lovely when those trines come in, because they always do, okay? So remember that. Don't be nurturing so many other people, okay? You have a Cancer Sun, Mars in Cancer, Uranus in Cancer, and a Moon in Leo. If you aren't the mother of this Earth, nobody is. And that's not talking about the Mercury conjunction that's sitting there, too. Okay, so here again, everybody's more important than you, and I'm telling you, no, everybody's less important than you. Take care of yourself first, then take care of others, and make sure that every day you have a routine that nobody makes you break. Okay? That's my
Okay. Okay. Yes, a lot of things that you're telling me I need to do, my head is focused on that, and I definitely need a routine, and the one that's breaking it is me.
Yes.
I'm just not there yet and disappointed in myself, but working every day on it. I have let go of caring for others, I think, other than my dog, and I'm thoroughly enjoying that. He needs me right now. So... And I can't afford right now alternative medicine, so I'm doing it myself. And I guess maybe at times I wonder, am I doing it right? You know, I research and I use my intuition, and
trust.
I hope I'm on the right track. But I don't. Some days
trust.
I don't know.
No, stay centered on it. Trust. Look at the alternatives. Keep doing the research. You've got this. You have an inner intuition that can guide you all the way through this on your own. Okay.
Okay.
Again.
Okay.
Mercury's going to go retrograde and it's going to go back out, but I think your answers, and that's what I'm saying, like Aphrodite said I would, have faith, because it's going to dance back into your fifth house, and then after it goes direct, it's going to go back into your sixth house, and you're going to get the reassurance when it does that, okay?
Okay.
So it's all about finding that routine and centering yourself with yourself. Does this feel right or does this not? Because you have a very strong intuitive ability. And the other thing I want to say is yes, you beat yourself up, and don't do that. It's all trial and error, okay? You have a Venus in Gemini, so certain things for your benefit may work for a short period of time and then may not work. That's not your fault.
You
have a complex system that needs multiple things. So keep working through it and don't blame it on yourself. I can't take that Jupiter nor that Venus and Gemini out, okay? So it's a duality that you're always dealing with, okay? And I know Cancers don't like dualities, but it is a duality that you're dealing with, okay?
Okay,
That's for your greater benefit, okay?
Okay.
I want to recommend two things to you because our charts are so similar. And one of the things I want to recommend to you, because Neptune is in Pisces right now. It's 17 degrees and 21 minutes. It has not sat on this star for 165 years.
Wow.
It is trining our Uranus-Mars-Sun conjunction, so it's all about faith. But you have to remember, Neptune rules the Muses. you can listen to music that's either 434 or 528 megahertz free on YouTube, number one. Number two, water, especially warm water, not hot water, not cold water. Poultices or soaks can help you with some of the pain you're having in your body where your bones and teeth are, okay?
Okay,
and
okay.
Because you live in a cold country. I was born and raised in Massachusetts. I know how that is. Take that time, and when you get out of your tub, also because Neptune in Pisces also rules the power of essential oils.
Okay.
Do some things like a ritual that is a ritual of loving you, not being mad because you're hurting, but loving your body. And the other thing I want to tell you is I have a certificate for pranic healing. Do you know what that is?
No, but I've heard of it before. I'll Google it. Go ahead.
Well, let me just tell you what I do. I have a client or a friend of mine call me. Oh, my goodness, after I get, I have tennis elbow, or I broke my shoulder, or I hurt my knee. I'll bring up a picture on my computer of the perfect knee. So every time I sign on, I say, I see this for them. I'm going to concentrate on that part of their body.
Huh.
Just for not even a minute. I mean, a few seconds.
Cool.
When you do that, you're focusing on your wellness. And making
very
way,
cool.
And that's the one thing that Venus and Jupiter and Gemini have given us.
Wow.
We both have that.
And I'm,
yes.
And I'm an artist, so I completely relate to that, looking at an image.
Great. We're pulling for you, me and Jacqueline, both. We're going to get you back where you need to be. And you know what? Do it your way. Everybody else is taken, honey.
I appreciate this. Could you say anything about my brother-in-law quickly? I really appreciate your time.
When's
and
his
if
birthday?
You don't, he's a Gemini. That's all I know. It might be June 11th, but I don't. That's all I know. You know, he's in his probably 70s. I can't tell you. He was born in Canada, but I don't know what part of the country. Probably Quebec area. He was one of the most generous, loving people. He was a light that came into our family of dysfunction and coldness and on and on and on. And he kept shining brightly and saving people.
Well, all I can tell you, he is getting ready to go across the river Euphrates. I'll get your parts of destiny because I have a time on you and I have more succinct information. And your part of bereavement, death and rebirth, and water journeys are all right around 25 degrees of Gemini. So what you need to do is you need to make it clear that you want him to take the journey. You want to make it clear that you know there is a better place, a place of origin. And also allow yourself to grieve and allow yourself to share with others as far as just being together in his passing, whether you do it virtually or in person, because you know what's going to happen? You're going to feel he's so much better.
Yes, yes.
It's going to be okay. It's going to be okay.
Yeah, I know
Mars
it is.
Mars is going to post this energy over the next week. All right? So keep in touch with he and all who love him this week, okay?
Thank you so both. You're both lovely and so generous, and all the things that you were saying that you can offer us. I was thinking, listening to you, wow, what you give us. And you said, you know, it could take one thought. My goodness, what you give is profound in helping people in their lives. So thank you so very much.
Well thank you and bless you. Okay.
Bless you both.
Thank you so much.
Oh, you're both so generous of heart. Thank you. God bless.
You're welcome. God bless. A lot of intense stuff. Both questions were so real, weren't they?
Well, yeah. It's about real life right now. It really is. And it's about sharing love, you know. And that's all we've got.
Well, our next three people are probably people from your neck of the woods, so they're probably calling in to talk to you, but I will butt in if you want me to, okay?
Oh. Well, we have the other people that are not just from, you know.
But the next three, I do people when at the order they call in and make sure that I honor the fact that they waited this long. Okay.
Okay, let's get to our 561s.
Let's
do
it.
West Palm Beachers.
Yes. Air code 561-287, you're on the air.
Hey, ladies. Happy early Valentine's Day. And this is Stacy. And, you know, I'm sure you remember my birthday, the day after Christmas.
Gotcha.
Yes, ma'am.
And I wanted to let you know I have a job going on 3 weeks. It's part-time. It doesn't pay that well. But I took it because I need something on my resume, and they hired me on the spot. But it's only like a seasonal position. And just wondering, you know, when you see something better, you know, better paying and more, you know, full-time coming in.
More stabilizing, of course. Okay, I get it. All right. I want to say that right now, Mars is going to be moving into Capricorn.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's 2 days after Valentine's Day. It's there for 7 weeks.
Yeah.
And Mars is the planet of action and decision. And Mars is the planet of work. Okay, what you could do. Now, it's only in Capricorn every 2.5 years, Stacey. And now it's coming in there in your first house in Boca. Okay. Now, what's happening here, it's going to hit your Mercury and your Sun over the next 2 weeks. So
wow.
Knowing that, Mercury means that somebody would communicate with you about some work. You know, pass over your Sun, you could identify with it. It can be that close because Mars is a trigger planet, okay? But what
yeah,
I want you to do, because I know you now, you call us a lot, and we love that. Thank you. For following us.
Yeah, because what I'm worried about
is
the gal that...
confidence out there this time.
Oh, yeah. The gal that was hired the same day I was, she got fired the other day. So that's
right.
Why I'm kind of, you know, thinking, you know, do you know how long I'm going to last here? So I know when to start
the sun
looking.
Is going to pass. The sun has already passed over your Mars and Aquarius. Like, it's also
mm-hmm.
moving towards your part of fortune. Okay. Electronics, however you've applied for jobs right now, over the next fortnight, next 2 weeks, really check on this every day. What do you think, Jacqueline?
Oh, I was going to say the same thing. This is the time, even though you have this part-time job, this is the time to be looking. This is the time where opportunities can open up. And I'm also going to say this, because over the next 4 to 6 weeks, we're having a Mercury retrograde. And things can come back to you that you've already looked at before. And I'm going to say heed those messages because this
yeah.
is the time you're looking for. I mean, like she was talking about, Mars is going to pass over your Mercury and your Sun, and it's going to bring, you know, and it's really going to bring some great benefits to you, okay?
Yeah.
Jupiter is going to be in your first house.
Because if I find something else before this supposedly ends or whatever, I'm worried that the other, if I get something else, it's going to bite me in the butt. You know, like karma.
Now, Uranus has been in Taurus now for 84 years, and it's trining your Sun. Do what's going to protect you.
I know.
And I'm going to tell you, it's not going to bite you in the butt because you do better on interviews when you have a job than when you don't. That's what I'm saying.
They were kind of, they said that, exactly, they made it out as if it's better than it was.
Yeah.
You know, on the interview, and you go in and then it's not, the pay is a dollar less an hour, and, you know, I just feel, I took it because they hired me on the spot, and I'm a good worker, but I just feel like I get taken advantage of.
Well,
something
and here again,
better's
this
coming.
Is a temporary. Right.
Yeah.
It's supposed to be only. It's only supposed to be, I think, till next month, the job. So you think it's there,
yeah.
Really? So that is
look
really
for
true.
New job. Look for new jobs today.
Yep.
Really. Set yourself
okay.
up.
You're
going to
leave before
now.
They end you. Yeah, I agree with Jacqueline. Yep.
You're going to, what do you mean? When do you see me?
You're
going to
find a better job before that time is up. No, keep looking. Do not drop the ball, dear.
Yeah, that's what I wanted to know. Should I keep looking?
Yep.
Yeah, so I should keep looking.
You're
going
to find it within
okay.
the next 2 weeks. You're not going to have to worry about being jobless again. You're going to go from this temporary thing. It gave you that cushion, as Jacqueline said.
You
want to
hear something?
Now because you're not coming from a place of lack. You're coming from a place
but
of
you
want to
hear something funny?
The
other,
it's not enough.
The other day, a job called me, one of the temp agencies, but I picked up and I didn't know who it was. And I said, I'm working right now. I'm working. I'll call you later. So when I called the lady later, she didn't have the job available. I'm like, damn it. You know, I couldn't talk with my boss.
But why
there.
Would you go from one temporary to another? No. You're supposed to go to something permanent now.
Well, this, I know. That's what I'm saying. It's just, I take whatever I get because I need the work. You know, I don't want to be without work. That's why I agreed to it in the first place.
But you don't need another temporary job. You need something that's more stable and it's coming to you. Look for what you desire, dear. Okay?
I
right
will.
On top of you. It's right on top of you. Okay?
Yep.
We have to go to the next
right
caller.
There.
You keep us posted. I'm telling you, keep present with this.
Thank you. Thank you both. I still want to listen. Thank you. God bless. Thank you.
We're behind you. Okay. Oh, God bless. Okay. Bye.
I feel like, oh, my God, you must think this girl's crazy. She can't keep a job.
No.
No, that's not the problem. It's about the right job.
Yeah, because I'm a good worker. Like I said, I'm the best. I deliver. They fired somebody, you know, that started with me. That started the same day as me.
You're
going to
have
something
coming
worker.
In very soon, so be sure about that.
And I'm going to like the people. I like the, you know, the people are nice here, even than the one they rehired, but, you know. even
You'll
though
be fine, honey. We're going to go to the next caller, though. We have to go, okay?
Yeah.
You keep
okay.
us posted, all right,
thank
love?
You.
Wow, I'm glad the planets are moving in what a great direction for her right now.
Yeah,
I'm really excited about that. She's been so long suffering. I mean, what a true Capricorn, right? Wow.
Yeah. Tenacious.
So you ready? Yep. All right.
Go ahead.
Here we go. Air code 561-371. You're on the air.
Hi. It's Moon Glow.
Hi.
How are you, girl?
Great. How are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm great. Thank you. Do you want to say my date or should I say it? I
December
spoke to you
9th, 1955.
Yes, that's me.
I didn't hear her name yet.
Oh, Moon Glow. Remember Aphrodite? Aphrodite, we were talking about that, and I said, Moon Glow, just call me Moon Glow because I have an unusual name.
All right. Gotcha, girl.
So anyway, yes, December 9th, 1955, New York City.
You still live there?
I spoke to no, I live in West Palm Beach, sorry.
That's what I thought. All right, then. And you were saying?
I spoke to you on October 12th, and that was one of, if I can paraphrase you, you said something Aphrodite, like, oh, you're going to be leaping off the jumping board and you know, diving deep into this wonderful new era from a job that I had been left out of in broadcasting. And so anyway, everything's been really dull and done, and now all of a sudden, I have this opportunity, and I was going to ask you girls about it, but it's interesting. Just about an hour ago, I got a email that says, "Okay, we want you on board." So I have a new job offer, and again in broadcasting, it's a different type of broadcasting. It's the same subject matter, and but I want to know, what is this one of my leaping board opportunities? And he also sent me 2 contracts to sign. I want to ask you about if I should show that to an attorney or what you think. But most importantly, is this a part of that big leap that's coming?
How long is the contract for?
Oh, a year. I made specific it was for a year only. So April of 21 it should be done. Or March of 21, excuse me. March or April of 21, something like that.
That's interesting. Oh, yeah.
And 2 different networks, I believe.
Capricorn Planet's moving through your 7th house of contracts.
Mm-hmm.
And you do have some ink injuncts here. So if you're going to sign a contract, especially with Mercury going retrograde, just make sure it's very real, okay? I do think this could be a great time for you. Now, Saturn is going to be leaving Capricorn and going into Aquarius, and so is Jupiter at the end of the year. And Aquarius does rule all our technology, okay? Do I think this could work in that time period? Yes. Now, Mars is going to go into Capricorn 2 days after Valentine's Day. It's going to be moved to your 7th of contracts. You have to sign the contract immediately because it would be better for you to do it before the retrograde.
Yes, that's what I was thinking, but I wanted to get a confirmation about it from you on that. Yes, I want to do it before then, but I don't, you know, I don't
the moon
either.
Passes over your part of fortune tonight, okay?
What does that mean?
I think this could be a gift because it's in perfect trine to your Mercury and your North Node. It's still trining your Sag Sun. What do you think, Jacqueline?
I agree. Jupiter's still transiting through your 6th house of day-to-day work, okay? Mars, like she was talking about, is going to transfer into Capricorn and really set that solidity to it. I know that your head's been bouncing back and forth with this because what happened with that Mars before is that it danced over your North Node and your Sun, and then just started dancing on your Mercury, which it made your head have this battle with it. I think it's a gift given, and I think that it's now starting to pass to where your head will clear. But I do agree that I would double check and make sure you know exactly what the content of the data is, okay, so that you're aware, you know, how legal contracts are kind of in that legal language, okay?
Yeah.
What I would suggest is, you know, have somebody interpret it for you in English, okay, like regular manual language instead of Latin.
Yes.
So that you're fully aware of what you're signing, okay, so that you know what you're signing up for. I think it's good. As long as you have that and you're aware of what you're signing up for, I think you're good. I think you can sign the contract. But that's what I think you need, is somebody to explain it in English to you.
Okay. All right. And I just...
Yeah, you
want to
make sure,
going,
because
the
Capricorn planets are very strong. It's all about documentation.
Right.
So you can sign this contract, and you can choose to exceed, okay, their recommendation. And that would be your choice and not a matter of contract, girl. Okay?
What is that?
Yep.
Could you make that in layman's terms for me, please? 2, 6.
Like, you could go above and beyond the call of duty and do more.
Yeah.
But just know what you're liable for and what you can do more, because you want to hit the ground running with this one. I know you do.
It has the potential, you know, this is part of the destiny that has the potential for other branches off of it, is what she's trying to say, to where, here, this may launch you into something else or something here or something there. I mean, that's what she's trying to explain to you with that. So
don't
be surprised if
that
contract comes up.
Or
don't be surprised if
the
contract.
Okay. I just want to know if I should incorporate into the contract or should I just leave that as a, well, that's why I wanted to do it for a year. I think
no, do it one at a time.
Know.
Do it one at a time. Okay. It's going to be there. Like she said, that's like she's saying, this duration is still a couple of years, 2.5 years, something like that. So, you know, you're building upon things. Take it one step at a time, my crazy Sag.
Okay. All right. All right, good, good. But it's a good thing. If it's on my path, I'll go with it. And I will pay attention to the contract. Thank you, ladies, so much.
Well, many blessings to you and good luck.
Thank you. Thank you. I know. I'm excited. Something's finally shifting here, finally.
Yeah.
So it's good.
Thank
you.
Step up, girl.
Good night.
Go for it.
Happy Thank you.
You're welcome. God bless. Sweet night.
A lot going on there.
Yeah, I'd say so.
Another West Palm Beach, are you ready?
We're ready. Three in a row here.
Error code 561309, you're on the air.
Hi, how are you guys?
Hi,
great,
who's
you?
This?
Good, it's Olivia. I'm actually I's daughter.
Oh, hey, Olivia. I know who you are,
then. Yes. My birthday is October 1st, 1990. So, Jacqueline, you know, you probably know my birthday since we have the same one.
Yes, obviously. I know all about you.
Yes, you do.
I'm kind of prejudiced here, you know, my Libra.
Yeah, this is my first
and
call.
You know,
it's been so
the
fun
funny
listening.
The funny thing is you have a Pisces moon like me as well, which is kind of fun.
Well, I don't have the rest
and
of her birth information. You have a Jacqueline, but I don't.
Okay, October 1st, 1990, 4:22 p.m., West Palm Beach, Florida.
Nice.
Yes, exactly.
A native.
Yeah, and not everybody... And not everybody on October 1st is exactly 8 degrees. So it's kind of cool that we're both 8 degrees. So, hey.
That is.
Oh, 8 degrees.
It's yippee.
Cool.
I love it. It's cool.
We should start a band.
I love it. So you had a question for us tonight?
Yes. So I have recently made a big transition in my life. I moved back home temporarily from Austin, Texas, which is where I was living, and I am applying back to school for naturopathic medicine, which is a
great
big undertaking. Thank you.
Where
yeah, you guys were talking about it earlier. So the school I'm applying to, the main campus is in Kenmore, Washington, which is right outside of Seattle, and then they have an alternative campus in San Diego, California.
So how long have you been back to West Palm Beach?
The beginning of December.
So you're still working with
recent.
The Austin, Texas grid. Okay, got it.
Correct. Correct.
Oh,
okay. I was going to mention that.
Yeah,
so,
thank you, honey.
Yeah. It does make a difference when you're working with relocation. You know, when you do that relocation, it does make a difference on the timing, and that's what she's talking about.
Wow.
And
okay.
you have to be in a spot for 13 lunar months to really set a foundation of what would the timing to be set. And so, yeah, you're just new into the new cycle. You may stay on that grid for a little while is why I'm saying that, because it's good to know that, because if you relocate to California or you relocate to Washington, what's going to happen is you're going to have to start a whole new 13-month cycle, or 12-month cycle. Okay, so you may be running on that Austin grid for a while here. Is all I'm trying to forewarn you on.
Okay, good to know.
I'm going to look at both locations for you on the basis of your progress chart from Austin, because you're still in that grid, okay? Because I have the technology to do that, and I want to take a quick peek at that, and I'll let Jack go ahead and let you know a few things, too. She's going to take me a moment to do this, okay?
Yeah, right. Well, thank you.
Because right now you're looking at you're looking for a foundation. You're looking for what really is what you want to do for the rest of your life. You're looking for that strong passion, and it has to do with transformation and change. Is what it has to do. Whatever work that you do has to transform others. Okay. You have to enlighten and awaken others. I don't mind the holistic approach with you. I think that's a good thing. You have that Mercury in Virgo. You could really go far with it, okay, holistic healing in itself, whether, you know, but again here, I have to say that it's all about rebalancing others. So I like it for you. I really do. I like the path you're choosing. But again here, there's a little bit more, how do I put this? Mars is going through your 11th house of hopes, desires, and dreams. And I think that you're jumping a little higher than what you should. The answer to this comes when Uranus trines your Uranus, which is 3 degrees now. So you've still got a couple of years before you're really going to be solid in what you really know. So it's more of going with the flow of the experience and seeing where it's leading you to, more than saying this is my destination. Does that make sense to you?
Yeah, I mean, if I were to go to school, it would be a 5-year commitment from now. So I think that probably maybe that's why I wouldn't really necessarily have a solid, that solid.
Well, and as you're going through it, you may find something that you may specialize in. Okay.
Okay.
My sister, when she went to college for physical therapy. Okay. Well, she didn't. She branched off of that to orthotics, and then branched off of that to prosthetics, okay?
Mm.
See how things twist and turn? So you're in the general ballpark, even though you might not be on the right spot. Does that make sense? So keep an open mind. Okay, what do you think after that?
Well, I don't particularly care for San Diego. I do like Kenmore. I do like West Palm. The problem that we have, when I look at this report, this is based on your progress chart, the woman you're becoming, okay? And when I look at San Diego, responsibility and focus is 121. Many of the scores are just zero. Usually they go from zero to 150. Now, when I looked at Kenmore, Washington, though, your education and communication, and you're going to be going to school, is 132, almost to the top of the graph. Your ability to take what you learn in Kenmore and bring it back to West Palm Beach is amazing, because your optimism and opportunity score is 193. So I like Kenmore better for you right now. I think it's going to serve you. And even the fixed stars overhead are going to really brighten up, okay, your desire to be an infinite being in a body helping others. I just like the energy of the six stars here. So I am going to encourage you to look into that more than San Diego. I think San Diego, because the excitement and instability energy is high, you could be distracted there. I don't want that.
Hmm.
I want you to have friends and be relaxed and do it. And be it.
Hmm. Would it be affected if I have to do, so in order to get into my doctorate program, I have to do 1 year of science prerequisites that in a program that they offer that's accelerated for 1 year, and they only offer that in Kenmore. So initially, I don't have a choice. I'd have to go to Kenmore for the first year starting
in
fall. I
like Kenmore better for you. I think it's going to serve you. The first thing it says on here is that the midheaven star is conjunct your Pluto. Career and vocational pursuits take on a new dimension. you become so enlightened by your work, and you gain power. That's number one on what the program I'm looking at. I'd like 10 more for you.
And that's
definitely
not just for a
time frame.
You
may not like the climate because you're used to being warm all the time, but I have a feeling that those around you will be very warm, and I think it will be good.
Okay. And that's just for this chart that you're reading, that's for indefinitely, or is that just for the next year?
That's your progress chart. It should
frame?
Be in effect for two and a half years.
Okay. 2.5 years. Okay, and then
you
overall,
have to understand one thing.
Transition.
When we progress you, you progress a day for every year you live here. Okay? Your progressed birthday is actually Halloween, my dear. And progressed moon is zero Aries. You just got into Aries less than a month ago. It's all about you taking off like a friggin' rocket. Okay?
Well, good. That's what I'm in right now.
I think that you're going to go there, and there's things there that you're going to see the signs. You're going to know. You're going to know. Okay?
Okay. Good
Keep
to know.
Keep us posted, okay?
Well,
all right.
I will. Thank you for your guys' help. I appreciate it.
God bless you.
Thanks, Jacqueline.
Good night.
Thanks.
You
good
too.
Night.
Bye.
We're at the top of the hour, so we should tell people where they can find us.
Well, they can call me at 772-286-2720. How about you, Aphrodite?
They can call me at 540-400-0110. This has been the Illumination Station, and Jack and I both love serving you. Thank you for calling in. Thank you for listening tonight. We love you in the show, and we'll talk to you again next week. And have a wonderful week.
Have a good night.
Good night.